Excuse me, Bill, you're not connected with Dr. Cheryl Jones.
Okay, thank you very much. Good morning, Dr. Jones.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Very good, here we go.
The Morning Brew with Bill Dean on News Talk 1340 KWLM.
And this morning, bright and early, we're joined by Dr. Cheryl Jones. Dr. Jones is with the Georgia Cancer Specialists in Macon, Georgia. And here to talk about some very important news and some good news for the estimated 220,000 women globally who are diagnosed with advanced stage breast cancer each year. And Dr. Jones, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, good morning.
Now, first of all, let's start at the beginning. There's, you know, several forms of advanced breast cancer, and life expectancy isn't really that great in some cases.
Correct. But with the advanced breast cancer, especially those that are hormone sensitive or ER positive, the survival has greatly improved and can be, you know, 2 to 3 years or longer.
What quality of life normally would the patient have during that time?
Well, certainly the quality of life depends on, you know, the extent of the disease, you know, whether it's spread to lung, liver, bone, or just one site. But the quality of life can be very good. These women can continue to work and run their families on these new treatments.
Now, how important is early detection? Because we hear about that a lot, and, you know, there's certain controversy now on the, you know, the, I guess, effectiveness of regular mammograms and things like that. Does breast cancer automatically become advanced, or does it usually take some time to get into that stage?
It takes time to get into the advanced breast stage, some, typically years. So it is important to diagnose cancer in the earliest stages, and mammogram is certainly one of their best tools to be able to diagnose it at the earliest stages when we can cure it. But when the breast cancer has become distant, either through a delay in diagnosis or a relapse from somebody who was treated early, but the cancer recurred, we have new treatments.
Now, one of the newer treatments, maybe you can explain again if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Let's see, is that, how do you actually say the name of this drug?
The medication is Afinitor.
Okay.
Yes, yes. And Afinitor helps us to overcome the resistance that a cancer can develop to the endocrine therapy, such as the aromatase inhibitors. So women with these hormone-sensitive breast cancers that have spread are typically started on endocrine therapy, such as an aromatase inhibitor. With time, though, these medications will become unhelpful because the cancer develops a resistance. Afinitor blocks that resistance to allow patients to stay on these oral endocrine therapies and delay the time they need to go to chemotherapy.
Right, so that's definitely an advancement then, it sounds like.
It's a major advancement because like I said, it allows them to extend their time on hormone therapy and maintain an excellent quality of life, as you were discussing earlier.
So it's very important when that diagnosis is made that, you know the patient try to get the very best available information, too, because I imagine treatment is not necessarily the same, you know, all over the country.
Well, the treatment should be fairly well standardized across the country, but there are many different types of breast cancer. And that's what's important to understand, that one size doesn't fit all. They need to understand the type and whether or not their tumor is sensitive to endocrine therapies.
What about other treatments, like cancer, the breast removal and things like that? Are they done as well? Or is it just strictly this therapy?
Well, typically the local therapies such as surgery occur when the patient is first diagnosed or with the early stages. That's typically not helpful for the average patient who has distant or spread disease elsewhere. So that's why those individuals need systemic treatments such as medications that are going to travel through the bloodstream to get to all areas of the body, such as the hormone therapies and chemotherapies.
Right. Well, Dr. Jones, if people want to learn more about Afinitor and how it targets, a treatment, how can they go about learning more?
Well, they can check out our website at gacancer.com. It has information on the clinical trials as well as an Ask the Doc to get a second opinion. Or they can go to breastcancer.org for information in breast cancer in general as well.
Okay, breastcancer.org as well.
Right.
And again, we certainly hope that we can continue to make advancements in these treatments. And these clinical trials, in your opinion, are they very important that they continue?
Clinical trials are the most important thing that we do today because that's how we obtain their information for new drug development, as well as information not only on the clinical aspects, but we learn about the quality of life and other symptoms and survival important tasks for patients.
Well, Dr. Jones, thanks again so much, and a very happy holiday season to you and your family.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dr. Cheryl Jones joining us live.